I'm writing this on the eve of my 62nd birthday. A lot of my friends are very secretive about their ages, but I figure it's only a number, and since lots of my friends on Facebook were in my high school class of 69, it hardly takes a rocket scientist to work out my age. Birthdays make many people think about mortality and all the things they no longer can do or look forward to, but my grandpa made a big fuss over my birthday because he said I was born on the anniversary of what he called the end of the war to end all wars. I loved my grandpa, so how could I not look forward to my birthday every year? I like to come up with cool things about each number as I approach that age. Usually it's pretty easy, but there doesn't seem to be much to recommend 62, except that the number 62 species on my life list is one of my favorite birds of all, the common nighthawk. The most intriguing fact that I unearthed is that Sigmund Freud had an irrational fear of the number 62. That could be disconcerting if I were easily disconcerted, but unlike Freud, 62 is a rational number. It's not a prime number. The next year I'll be able to say I'm in my prime will be when I turn 67. Many people see their 60s as a time when they're slowing down, not looking forward to things the way they did when they were younger and peppier. I never even considered doing a big year until this year, so as it turns out, I'm looking forward to things now that I never dreamed of when I was younger and peppier. I'm ending today with 550 species on my year list, a thrilling way to close off being 61. Since I'm heading next to Arizona, Nevada, and Southern California, I'll end 2013 with an even higher number, maybe close to 600. Whatever that final number of species for the year is, it'll for sure be the highest number of species I've ever seen in the U.S. in a single calendar year, meaning the year I'm 62 will be my best year ever in at least one way. People in their 20s and 30s think of 62 as rather old, but there's a Laysan albatross out there on Midway Island who is even older than I am, and she's still having babies. She laid an egg and successfully raised a brand new chick this past year, as she has done pretty much every year since at least 1955, when she was originally banded by one of my greatest heroes, Chandler Robbins. He was trying to figure out the behaviors of the albatrosses on Midway Island so the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the military could work out a way of keeping the flight paths of albatrosses and military aircraft from intersecting. I dedicated my National Geographic Pocket Guide to North American Birds to Chandler Robbins, who is 95 now. He's been active during his retirement. I ran into him in California in 2005 and in Guatemala in 2007. I'm not even two-thirds of the way to 95, so tomorrow I'm going to get up and get out there looking for birds. The best is yet to come. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.